AOM is happening April 3rd and 4th. That's the annual orthopedic meeting from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapists. This is our big conference this year, focusing on head, spine, and shoulder disorders, integration over isolation. Check out more information at orthopt.org. This conference is for PTs, residents, fellows, PhD students, and yeah, DPT students who want to get a little ahead of the curve from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapists. Meeting will feature a great general session followed by breakout sessions each day, April 3rd and 4th. Interactive sessions, you're going to be hands-on, along with panel discussions to get some Q&A to end each day. Attendees will have opportunity to attend all breakout sessions this year at the annual orthopedic meeting, April 3 and 4, Mall of America in Minneapolis, St. Paul, from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapists. Find out more information at orthopt.org.
We have a one-day pre-conference course on Wednesday, and we being cardiopulmonary section, I'm presenting with two fabulous colleagues, Morgan Johansson and Kayla Black. So we got together the idea about the pre-con course, and we invited Kayla to join us because she's a brand new faculty, and what more than to invite somebody who's moving up in the ranks and mentor somebody in teaching. So we're doing this one-day course to try and help people either teach cardio or learn advanced clinical practice for sitting for the boards or for their practice anyway.
Looking forward to CSM 2020. That's in Denver coming up in the second week of February. One of the pre-conference courses going on features no strangers to the show, Ellen Hillegass and Kayla Black. We're going to talk with each of those professionals about what's going on. Ellen's got like three things going on at CSM. She's busy. Kayla presenting with Ellen at the pre-conference course. So we get inside that, an area of practice, cardiopulmonary physical therapy, but it applies to everybody working with patients, inpatient, outpatient, really doesn't matter what setting. I mentioned several times in the episode this great quote that I heard in PT school, which was, no matter where you practice, your patients are going to have a heart and at least one lung. So you better pay attention to cardiopulmonary as part of your physical therapy. So we get into that as part of the pre-con course, and you can look those guys up, a wealth of resources with Kayla and Ellen. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction, rehabilitation training, and the equipment you need to apply it properly in clinical practice. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com or take and listen to their new podcast on iTunes.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, the next episode of PT Pintcast. Starts right now. No stranger to the show. You've been on this show. You've been on our NPTE StudyCast show. Ellen Hillegass. Ellen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. I think this is kind of cool. I was just thinking about this. CSM is in February. I think it was in January last year. It was kind of weird last year.
Yeah, it was.
But in February this year, and that's heart month. That's big for you.
Definitely. So I'll be wearing red.
You'll be wearing red. CSM is in December, February. We're looking at, I don't know, 16, 17. Maybe we'll get above that 1,000 physical therapists coming together. And you're going to be busy. As most people like to ask, do you have anything going on at CSM? Even if you're just going and attending CSM, it's a really stressful time, but you've got multiple things going on. And I want to make sure that people could find you if they're thinking about learning a little bit more about what Ellen does. So which things do you want to talk about first? How about the pre-con? Because that comes before CSM. So what do you got going on in terms of a pre-conference course?
So we have a one-day pre-conference course on Wednesday, and we being cardiopulmonary section, and I'm presenting with two fabulous colleagues, Morgan Johansson and Kayla Black. Morgan and I have worked together in a lot of projects before. She and I both have companies that try and help PTs get advanced clinical practice and sit for the boards and be prepared for the boards, as well as helping other instructors in how to teach cardiopulmonary. So we got together the idea about the pre-con course and ran it by the section and actually put in a proposal, and we were accepted. And we invited Kayla to join us because she's a brand new faculty at Still in Arizona. And she had just gotten out of faculty residency. And what more than to invite somebody who's moving up in the ranks and mentor somebody in teaching. So we're doing this one-day course. We already have 50 registered, and we're hoping to have more, of course, to try and help people either teach cardio or learn advanced clinical practice for sitting for the boards or for their practice anyway.
What are some of the highlights? If this were going to be a book, what would the chapters be? What are the different things that that people are going to get to learn if they're coming pre-con with you?
Well, if they come, they'll learn both Morgan and I are not people who spoon feed you. We're doing case studies on different cases. One is heart disease. One is heart failure. One is COPD, interstitial lung disease, cystic fibrosis, congenital heart. And so we take the case and we go basically as you would go through it in class or as you were going through a chart. What's the pathology, pathophysiology, clinical signs and symptoms? And then how would you assess this patient? How would you treat this patient? What are some outcome measures and what's the evidence?
As somebody who instructs so much, do you find that people learn better with that kind of format, the case study format?
Definitely, because that's what you do on a daily basis. You read a chart, you ask the patient all these things. And so we're trying to help them basically hone their skills and funnel into the important stuff and throw away all the extraneous stuff when you're trying to figure out what to do with these patients. And they're not all the same, but to give them some basics to start with.
Right. Changing topics just a little bit. Do you remember that movie Office Space from the 90s? Maybe it was early 2000s. Anyway, it was like set in a typical office, and it was like supposed to just like kind of just be like just what working in an office was like. And there was a woman who always said this cliche, which was, "Does somebody have a case of the Mondays?" And the reason I ask is what we're thinking about doing is doing just what you just said is we're thinking about sharing a case report every single Monday on the show and having someone just like yourself just walk us through it. I mean, a case report could be 3 minutes. It could be 25 minutes, depending on the complexity and where it goes. So I found my PT education was team-based learning and problem-based learning. And it was case reports every single week. And I love those.
That's me. That's how I teach case-based. Yeah. I used to teach in a fully problem-based learning. And now I teach case-based and it freaks them out at first because they're used to being given the information and they now have to go and find it. But we just had class today and it's just so much fun for me to teach because they come in having read the information with all their questions and we had the greatest discussions today. It's much more fun for the teacher as well as the students. So, and that segues into another thing I'm doing at conference. I'm running the residency forum and there's 5 cardiopulmonary residents presenting cases, very interesting, unique cases. And that's on Friday from 3 to 5. So talking about case-based, that's a fabulous way to learn, whether you're a clinician, a student, a resident, that's a great thing to come to on Friday.
Have you done this before? Is it stressful for the residents? I could imagine whenever they're getting up there and their peers or people there aspiring to be similar to, that can be stressful for them.
Well, I don't know about other residency programs. We make our residents do presentations to us and to the other staff. So yes, they're nervous as anything, but it's so much fun. They come at the end and they go, "Thank you so much. This was so much fun. And I learned a lot." And then every single one who has presented at that case place last year, they're all presenting at National Conference now this year. Every one of my residents is on the program this year, all my past residents. And it's so exciting because they get over the fear of presenting nationally and they know they have a lot to give.
I help people kind of on the side. I've been helping people put together presentations, both within physical therapy and out. And one of the first questions I ask people whenever I can kind of sense apprehension is, what is the absolute worst thing that could happen? What's the worst thing that could happen if your presentation fails? And they'll say, well, I'll go completely blank and everyone will just think I'm an idiot. And I say, do you think there's a possibility? I mean, maybe there's a 1% possibility. And the funny thing is, just what you said is after we go through and they prepare for it. Yeah. And the way to prepare is do. And after they give their presentation, that was actually kind of fun. I'll do that again. And then just like you said, you wind up seeing them on the docket somewhere else.
You do. And it's fun. And you're so excited because you know you're helping grow and mentor these people. And that's what we need.
Ellen Hillegass with us and CSM, as we mentioned, coming up during Heart Month. Way to arrange that, Ellen. That was very, very smart on your part.
Oh, I did that, of course. Yes.
Of course. So that's 2 different things, the pre-con, and then you jumped ahead to Friday, which is the panel discussion for for the residents in terms of giving case studies and talking those through, a good interactive conversation. You're doing something else too. You're busy. What's the third big thing you're doing at CSM?
So Saturday, I put in a proposal to talk about pulmonary hypertension, which a lot of people don't understand. And there's a lot more prevalence of it now, only because we're better at looking for it and diagnosing it. It's not that it's more prevalent. And there's actually treatment for it. So medical treatment for it, for primary pulmonary hypertension, not for all pulmonary hypertension, but to understand it and to understand the treatment. So it's great. I have a former resident who is a board certified specialist speaking with me. And then I invited a young girl. She spoke at the residency forum last year. She just finished her residency. And so I invited her on board as well to help with the mentoring process. These are the future. And in order for them to get on the program, you need to include them. Yeah. So I figured that was a way. So I'm giving the overall, the basics, and then they're going to talk about inpatient and outpatient for patients with pulmonary hypertension.
And if you're a physical therapist, it really doesn't matter what setting you're in. Your patients are going to have a heart and at least one lung.
Well, listen,
I've listened to you and it's difficult to disagree with that logic. So even though you're not a cardiopulm PT, and I'm using air quotes here, you should still know how to identify and modify, in terms of risk factors. And these are your patients. Take care of the entire patient. So the heart and the lungs, definitely important in that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. And then other times you'll find me networking a lot. I have to meet with some of my authors. So my fifth edition has to be in by May. So I have authors that are finishing up their chapters and I have to meet with them. And then I also have a committee, a fabulous committee of three other individuals who were working on redoing the guidelines for venous thromboembolism. Every 5 years, you have to update them.
And that's what I think a lot of people don't know is that people know the presentations, they know the networking, they know the after effects, but during CSM sections, you guys get a lot of work done, your particular section, but all the sections, you're getting a lot of work done.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to pay for anybody to come. They're already there.
So it's an effective way to do it. Yeah, it's a good point. Last thing I wanted to bring up was something that can spread a good message, but also help out your wardrobe is you guys have a new t-shirt on sale. Rich Severin was sharing that new t-shirt design for Vitals Are Vital. Looks sharp. I like that.
Well, the goal is whatever medium to get people to remember or realize or think about it is to get them to take vital signs. And it's still quite a problem. And we were talking about it last week where I work. And I think the biggest problem is not the education. I think it's the modeling, the mentoring, and it's the clinicians. So we need to get the clinicians to be more aware, the people who are already out there practicing, so that when the students see it, they're going to model what their CIs and their colleagues are doing. And we have to get to them.
Yeah, it's almost like social permission. It's not clinical permission. It's like social permission. Like, I'm going to do this. Is this acceptable for me? And we've talked about this before, you on the show previously. You know, if a CI of mine didn't do it, I would have felt weird insisting or saying or bringing it up. And I had before, and I've been told, well, we don't have time, but you know, studies have shown it takes, you know,
a minute,
right, to properly do it. Can it be done before, while the patient is actually waiting in the lobby? 100% can be done there. So I never want to have you on the show and not have an opportunity to at least get that hashtag out there. Vitals Are Vital. And if you're looking for a t-shirt, Rich Severin has those online as of right now. So it'll help out your wardrobe. That's what I try to do. I try to get as many t-shirts as possible in the rotation. Ellen, anything else that you're looking forward to at CSM? Anything that you're looking to go to for presentation-wise that you could suggest? Anything on your schedule?
Oh, I hate to tell you, but I haven't looked much. I have.
That's what I do. I'm usually a last-minute guy.
I have a couple of former residents who are presenting. They just became board certified last March, and they're presenting. So I want to go to theirs. It's on.
Who's that?
Jenna Floyd and Liana Geddes. Both of them are presenting, I think, on Saturday on LVADs and advanced heart failure. And then it's the beginning of the semester. I'm getting used to having the students back and getting prepared. So give me another couple of weeks.
That's why I do these podcast episodes, because the way I used to prepare was, well, I'd break out the presentations on the flight, usually as I'm about to take off to look at on the flight. But if someone's downloading this and they're listening on the way, we just mentioned more than a few presentations that people should take a look at.
Yeah. So, well, you can tell me some I should watch then.
good. Ellen Hillegass, appreciate you taking some time out. We're looking forward to seeing you during Heart Month, CSM in Denver this year with APTA.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the PR for Vitals Are Vital and for cardiopulmonary.
Follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PT Pinecast.
Show's brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing, the single source for PTs wanting to do what you want to do, which is be a physical therapist where you want to do it. They've got positions anywhere in the U.S. All 50 states. Yeah, we get asked this a lot. Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado. You want to do some mountains? You like rivers, lakes, ocean? They got you covered. AureusMedical.com. It's very simple to explain what they do. It's why I love working with them. They find PTs jobs doing what they want to do, where they want to do it. You put yourself through school, lots of blood, sweat, and tears. Now you decide where you work. Aureus has you covered. AureusMedical.com. No obligation. Just check them out and see what they have to offer. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. AureusMedical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's NUstep.com. Online at newstep.com.
Back to the PT Pinecast with Jimmy McKay.
Kayla Black on the show. Kayla, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Last time we had you on the show, we were talking about you were in a faculty residency at that point at Duke, but now kicked out of the nest. You graduated that thing. Congrats.
I did.
Yeah, we were at a Duke event after they had a student conclave out there about a year or two ago. It was you and Bridget Ripa. So what's it like to go through a faculty residency program and then graduate? You did it.
Yeah, it was kind of a whirlwind. It went by really fast. And now that I'm in a full-time faculty position, I'm just really thankful for all the opportunities that I had in that residency, both the didactic curriculum, but a lot of the experiential learning as well.
And we should say you went from Duke in North Carolina all the way to Arizona. Where are you at now?
So I'm at AT Still University in Mesa, Arizona. It's a health professions university.
It's got to feel good. And what kind of things do you get to teach now that you're fully spreading your wings and you're full-time faculty? You get it to go into the faculty lunch lounge is what I hear the biggest perk is, right?
I wish we had a fancy lunch lounge like that. So I've already taught an acute care course. So that was 12 weeks long. That's when I first started here. I'll be teaching the cardiopulmonary course that's called the complex patient, and then in the professional practice course series.
And that's a great segue to coming up on the big dance, as I like to call it, CSM, the combined sections meeting. We just heard from Ellen Hillegass. You're going to be doing something cool, pre-conference course with Ellen and another colleague. Give us a little insight with that. Ellen talked about it a little bit. I want to hear from your perspective what the audience can get out of it, where you're going to be bringing to the presentation.
Yeah. So the pre-conference is on, are you practicing best practice in cardiovascular and pulmonary physical therapy? And I see it as two different audiences that this would be appropriate for, both people that are working in this area that are interested in sitting for the CCS exam, and then also people that are just working in that area of practice and wanting to kind of check in with, am I doing the right things? You know, am I following evidence-based or evidence-informed practice related to this practice area? You know, so Ellen offers two-day courses through her company, and it can be really tough for people to get to those locations because it's only run a couple of times a year. So this, I think, is a good opportunity for people that are coming to CSM to kind of have a day of all cardiovascular and pulmonary, specifically looking at the most common diagnoses that you see.
And I dropped the line that I picked up in PT school for my acute care professor. Your patient's going to have a heart and at least one lung. So even if you're, and again, using air quotes here with Kayla, not a cardiopulmonary PT, you need to have some knowledge in this and you should refresh that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think pretty much any physical therapist that works in a hospital is going to see patients, even if you work on a general medicine floor or you treat older adults, you're going to see people. And even in the outpatient setting, I shouldn't just say the inpatient setting, I'm just, you know, kind of going down the route of what I do. but you're going to see people that are coming in with these primary diagnoses. And it's important for all physical therapists to know how to manage these. But we're hoping to take a little bit deeper of a dive.
What are some of the things kind of off the top of your head as we get close to CSM here coming up in February in Denver? What are some of the big topics in your portion of the presentations that people can expect to be able to learn from this pre-con course?
So I'm actually presenting on some different unique areas, not specifically related to cardiovascular and pulmonary disease. So I'm presenting on study design, teaching and learning, administration aspects that also show up on the board and are an important part of being a physical therapist. And the one really interesting thing that we talked about that I'm going to end the session with is concepts on successful studying. So I read a book called Make It Stick that is like one of my favorite books.
Hang on, I'm writing that down. Write it down. Make It Stick.
Make It Stick by Peter Brown. And there are a lot of concrete examples of how to effectively study. So the idea is the entire day, we're going to throw all this information at the therapists related to coronary artery disease, COPD, heart failure, interstitial lung disease, cystic fibrosis, even some congenital heart defects. And then I'm going to kind of wrap it up with, okay, what do you do with all this information and how do you study it? So one of the myths that they kind of debunk is that a lot of us, when we study, I was like the number one culprit of this, is I would highlight things. I would reread my notes 1,000 times and highlight everything. And that actually isn't an effective way to study. So there are very specific strategies that I'm going to go through with. So, okay, take all of this information, figure out what of this you don't know. And here are some ways to study if you're going to take the cardiovascular and pulmonary.
I love when somebody on the show brings up a book and it just, I mean, if you can see in the background, we're recording via video, just got a stack of books right back here that I can't wait to get to. But I love suggestions like that. In that book, Make It Stick, does it ever say you should listen to a podcast, like 6-minute episodes to study for the NPTE? Is that in there anywhere? Is that a good tactic or a bad tactic?
It's not exactly in there, but I'm pretty sure that would be supported because that's even the strategy of creating that podcast, doing kind of like a summary, and especially the way that you do the questions at the end. So that's a really effective study strategy, is thinking about what kind of question would I potentially be asked and actually practicing answering questions.
Yeah. How will I see this? And that's me doing a radio segue to Kayla being on our other podcast, in case you haven't checked it out. Whether you're a student studying for the NPTE, and that's kind of why we designed it, it's called NPTE StudyCast. It's free, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. We designed it for PT students who are studying to be able to listen to 6, 7, 8 minute episodes over and over and over again. Kayla, just so you know, since we've released those, I get some emails and reviews from practicing clinicians who say, I work in an outpatient ortho setting, and every once in a while I get somebody on my schedule that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I have not seen this in a while. And I've had people say they go out to their car, take a few listens on lunch, come back, and they're like, I at least feel like I got the basics. So that's the goal. Give me the basics, and you're a skilled PT. You can work from there.
Yeah. I've actually had some students come up to me and they said, hey, I think I heard you on this podcast.
What's it that? Who knew people actually listen to these crazy things? I didn't prepare you for this question, but anything else that you're looking forward to going to, seeing, doing at this CSM in Denver coming up in February? Or are you like me, you pick out what you're going to do like on the plane?
You know, I used to be, I've sort of evolved with how I manage CSM over time. And I used to be the person that I would pick all the courses I was going to in advance, like months in advance, I'd go through and I'd highlight the entire programming and figure out what I'm going to do. But I think as I've gotten a little bit more experience there, I've started to kind of figure that out on the fly and, you know, potentially on the plane, maybe when I get to my hotel, when I check in. I'll take a look at it. So, and a lot of times I'll make some changes. But the thing that I'm mostly looking forward to is connecting with former colleagues, meeting new people, both in the education realm and the cardiopulm section. You know, I think that that's, CSM is like a holiday for me.
It's the big dance.
Holiday of the year.
It's a big dance, you know, and don't discount something you kind of just mentioned or alluded to there, which is if you're thinking about joining a section, all of them have social engagements that are just open to members and typically non-members. Go to it, rub elbows, you know, meet some people and see what they're talking about. Does this inspire you? Does this make you want to join for a test drive year? go do that. And so those are all available in the programming as well.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. Rock Tape is more than just a tape company. They're a movement company, bringing you not only the world's finest kinesiology tape, but movement courses to help you get your patients moving stronger, longer. Make sure to check out your medical provider pricing right now at rocktape.com/medical. That's rocktape.com/medical to get your hands on Rock Tape, Rock Blades, Rock Pods, and Rock Floss. Again, rocktape.com/medical. That is rocktape.com/medical. Parting shot, Kayla. What's some advice you picked up now that you're a faculty resident graduate? What's a parting shot of advice you'd want to give to the audience?
I think my parting shot that I'm finding is going to be very simple, but you know, a lot of students when they're starting out in PT school are really stressed out. They're really worried about the future, their clinical rotations, what classes they're going to take. My parting shot is just take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Simple is typically the best. Take a deep breath. I always used to tell students who were a year or two underneath me, you didn't get here by accident. So don't forget who brought you to the dance, which is keep the skills that got you there and don't be changing them up. Just don't make sure you remember who got you to the dance in the first place. Kayla, excited to share some stuff that you and Ellen are doing at the pre-con course at CSM. And maybe we'll get together. We'll see at that Duke event. Something tells me Kyle Covington will be there. Kilt or not kilt? That's an inside joke. But if you see Kyle around after hours, sometimes he's got that full kilt.
I'm sure he'll have it.
Perfect. Kayla, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base. brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.